Today is the 28th day of December. Welcome. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire. And welcome to anyone post-Christmas searching for how the new year is going to look. And you've thought spirituality is something I need to pay attention to. Maybe I should read the Bible. And you're kind of checking that out. Welcome. Welcome. You will find a community and a family here. And, man, we're looking forward to the new year, but we are not there. We are here. And this is what's happening now. This is the 28th day of December, which leaves us just a few short days to go. Here we are at the threshold of a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And so for the last time this year, we look out over that vista. And wow, what we can see is a very big, fresh beginning. Before this week is over, we will launch ourselves into a brand new adventure and a brand new year together in our lives and in the scriptures. So I am grateful to be here in these final days of the 20th year of Daily Audio Bible and the Global Campfire, of doing this every single day. Quite a week this is going to be. And we will tell each of our individual stories, and we will do that in our thoughts and in our words and in our choices and in our actions. That will write the story in our history. And so, pausing, considering, choosing some things in advance about the postures of our hearts, knowing that we can make some choices in advance about how we're going to act and react, makes a big difference. Instead of simply reacting to everything that happens as if life is just happening to us and we have no control, we could probably reframe that and understand that we are happening to life. And we have enormous creative power to tell that story, because we are made in the image of God. And God is a creator. And when he speaks, things happen. When we speak, things happen as well. We are creating our reality and telling our story. So as we march forward through this threshold into this brand new shiny week, and then into this brand new shiny year that's coming, may we remember these things. And now, as we gather once again around the global campfire, let's take the next step forward. That leads us back to where we left off yesterday, which puts us back in the book of Zechariah. Today, chapters 12 and 13. A pronouncement. The word of the Lord concerning Israel, a declaration of the Lord, who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Look, I will make Jerusalem a cup that causes staggering for the peoples who surround the city. The siege against Jerusalem will also involve Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who try to lift it will injure themselves severely when all the nations of the earth gather against her. On that day, this is the Lord's declaration, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. I will keep a watchful eye on the house of Judah, but strike all the horses of the nations with blindness. Then each of the leaders of Judah will think to himself, the residents of Jerusalem are my strength through the Lord of armies, their God. On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume all the peoples around them on the right and the left, while Jerusalem continues to be inhabited on its site in Jerusalem. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of David's house and the glory of Jerusalem's residents may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that on that day, the one who is weakest among them will be like David on that day, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then I will pour out a spirit of grace and prayer on the house of David and the residents of Jerusalem, and they will look at me whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly for him as one weeps for a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, every family by itself, the family of David's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Nathan's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Levi's house by itself and their women by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself and their women by themselves. All the remaining families, every family by itself and their women by themselves. On that day, a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the residents of Jerusalem to wash away sin and impurity. On that day, this is the declaration of the Lord of Armies. I will remove the names of the idols from the land, and they will no longer be remembered. I will banish the prophets and the unclean spirit from the land. If a man still prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will say to him, "You cannot remain alive because you have spoken a lie in the name of the Lord." When he prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will pierce him through. On that day, every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. They will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive. He will say, "I am not a prophet. I work the land, for a man purchased me as a servant since my youth." If someone asks him, "What are these words on your chest?" then he will answer, "I received the wounds in the house of my friends." Sword, awake against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate. This is the declaration of the Lord of Armies. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, this is the Lord's declaration, 2/3 will be cut off and die, but 1/3 will be left in it. I will put this 1/3 through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, "They are my people," and they will say, "The Lord is our God." Revelation 19. After this, I heard something like the loud voice of a vast multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous, because he has judged the notorious prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his servants that was on her hands." A second time they said, "Hallelujah! Her smoke ascends forever and ever." Then the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen. Hallelujah." A voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all his servants and the ones who fear him, both small and great." Then I heard something like the voice of a vast multitude, like the sound of cascading waters and like the rumbling of loud thunder saying, Hallelujah, because our Lord God the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad, rejoice, and give him glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has prepared herself. She was given fine linen to wear, bright and pure. For the fine linen represents the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, Blessed are those invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. He also said to me, These words of God are true. Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and sisters, who hold firmly to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse. Its rider is called Faithful and True, and with justice he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a fiery flame, and many crowns were on his head. He had a name written that no one knows except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies that were in heaven followed him on white horses wearing pure white linen. A sharp sword came from his mouth so that he might strike the nations with it. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will also trample the winepress of the fierce anger of God, the Almighty. And he has a name written on his robe and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he called out in a loud voice, saying to all the birds flying high overhead, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of military commanders, the flesh of the mighty, the flesh of horses and of their riders, and the flesh of everyone, both free and slave, small and great. Then I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and against his army. But the beast was taken prisoner, and along with it the false prophets who had performed the signs in its presence. He deceived those who accepted the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its image with these signs. Both of them were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword that came from the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds ate their fill of their flesh. Psalm 147. God restores Jerusalem. Hallelujah! How good it is to sing to our God, for praise is pleasant and lovely. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He gathers Israel's exiled people. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Our Lord is great, vast in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord helps the oppressed, but brings the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Play the lyre to our God, who covers the sky with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, and causes grass to grow on the hills. He provides the animals with their food and the young ravens what they cry for. He is not impressed by the strength of a horse. He does not value the power of a warrior. The Lord values those who fear him, those who put their hope in his faithful love. Exalt the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your city gates and blesses your children within you. He endows your territory with prosperity. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends his command throughout the earth, His word runs swiftly. He spreads snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He throws his hailstones like crumbs. Who can withstand his cold? He sends his word and melts them. He unleashes his winds and the water flows. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not done this for every nation. They do not know his judgments. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31:1-7. The words of King Lemuel, a pronouncement that his mother taught him. What should I say, my son? What, son of my womb? What, son of my vows? Don't spend your energy on women, or your efforts on those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to desire beer. Otherwise, he will drink, forget what is decreed, and pervert justice for all the oppressed. Give beer to the one who is dying, and wine to the one whose life is bitter. Let him drink so that he can forget his poverty and remember his trouble no more. Father, we thank you for your word. And here we are, launched into the last days, the last week of this year. Just a few days remaining. And so we just stand here together and recognize that. It's a fresh beginning to a fresh new week. And this week will lead us to a fresh beginning of a brand new year. And by this time we are thinking about it. We've moved several days beyond the festivities of the Christmas season. Not that it's gone, because it's still very much with us. But we're thinking about the shift. Our bodies know it, our spirits know it, our minds know it. A shift is coming, a brand new beginning to a brand new year, with all kinds of thoughts and hopes and dreams for what that might look like. And so as we contemplate these things, we invite your spirits to guide us, to lead us, to illuminate the path before us, to lead us on a narrow path that leads to life. Your word is a lamp for our feet and a light to our path. And so we come here every day for the light, for the guidance, for the truth, for the challenge, for the comfort, for the rebuke, for the mercy, for the grace, for the peace, for the love, for the comfort. Because we need these things, we depend on these things. And we sometimes so arrogantly even forget that you are the source, as if we are our own sovereign Lord. And we don't realize how wrong we are until we have fallen into the ditch or run into a wall. And then we wonder what has happened. And what has happened is we went right where we were going. And so Holy Spirit, come, as we ask most every day, lead us into all truth. This is why we're here. The truth is a very, very painful thing to face, usually, especially when we have to face it about ourselves. And yet this is the path to transformation, and this is the path to clarity, and this is the path to sanctification, and this is the path to freedom. And so lead us on that path, narrow as it is. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, Gary from California. I just wanted to pray for you, for the Lord to give you the encouragement and the courage and the boldness that you need to be able to fight this battle. I know how he feels, and I know how hard it is, Lord. And I'm praying for Garrett, and I pray that wherever he happens to be right now, Lord, that you will deliver him from the shame that comes with this addiction, from the demonic attacks that comes with this. Father, I pray that you will cover him in your light, that you will lighten his heart, Lord, that you will surround him with people that will encourage him and to let him know that he's not alone. Father, I pray for your hand to be heavy on him, Lord, for you to allow him to know that, Lord, he can continue in fighting and knowing that there is victory at the end of this. That there is victory waiting for him, Lord. And I pray that the shame and the guilt and the self-condemnation will be free from him, Lord. That you will continue to encourage him and give him the ability to fight through this, Lord. I pray for him. I pray for him at this time. And that you will surround him with everything he needs, God. Give him the right resources. Lead him into the people, to the places, Lord, that will keep him away from this. Most of all, Lord, I pray that your word, the scriptures will surround him, Lord. And that he will hold on to it and trust you and place his trust not in his ability, but in you. In Jesus' name, and I pray for him and everybody else who's going through this, in Christ the Lord. Amen.
Hello, family. This is Ron from upstate New York. I want to thank everybody for the prayers for me getting my wife home. The prayer update is I did get her home in September, the beginning of September, and that's where the real work for me began. She's got lumbar injury, so she's not confined to a wheelchair, but she needs a wheelchair or a walker to get around. And the age-related dementia stuff is kicking in. We're working on that, but it's still a challenge. And please keep me in your prayers. Keep us both in your prayers. Thank you for all the encouragement that everybody gave. You just don't know how much that helped when I did hear it. Thank you, family. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Gary in the Carolinas. I'm calling today with a heavy heart and asking for prayer. I have a younger brother. His name is Daniel. He has a 15-month-old beautiful baby girl. And a beautiful wife. He was recently diagnosed with lymphoma, and they believe it may be spread throughout his body. I am just asking for you guys to pray for just a complete recovery on this, and pray for his heart. He believes there's a God, but has not put his faith in Jesus. So he's a little lost right now. Family, please pray for him and his family and his baby girl, because we need Daniel around. We need a complete recovery. Love you guys so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Father, I pray for Brave in New Jersey, Lord God, that is going through harassment and oppression from an ex-spouse. Lord Jesus, we come before you. We lay this at your feet, Lord God. We spread it out before you, Father, all the harassing notes, all the harassing tones, speeches, Lord God, claims, false claims, Lord God, that are being presented to her and her family, her two daughters, Father God. And Lord, we ask you to intercede on her behalf, Father God, for all the legal matters involved with this situation, God, that it will finally be put to rest and that she would no longer be harassed by her ex-spouse. Father, we ask you to thwart every plan, God, that is being presented before her, and that, God, you would put an end to this taunting, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in advance, Father God. We thank you for rebuking the devourer on her behalf and on her two daughters, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.